to see everyone on screen here. And the screen is right at my side here, so I'll be looking at it once in a while. All right, so let us now look at the verse. We will look at Isaiah.
我们要看,
and we read from verse 6 to 9. Isaiah 11, 6 to 9.
以赛亚书 第11章 第6到9节 豺狼必以绵羊羔同居, 豹子以山羊羔同卧, 少壮狮子以牛犊并肥兔同群, 小孩子要牵引他们, 牛必以熊同食, 牛犊以小熊同卧, 狮子必吃草以牛样, 吃奶的孩子必玩耍, 在灰蛇的洞口, 断奶的婴儿必按手在毒蛇的穴上, 在我圣山偏处, 这一切都不伤人不害物, 因为认识亚威的知识要充满满, 遍地, 好像水充满洋海一般, 到那日, 野西的根立作万民的大旗, 外邦人必寻求他, 他安息之所大有荣耀, 当那日主必二手, 伸手救回自己百姓中所遗剩的, 就是在亚述埃及白罗古时以来示拿哈马, 并众海岛都剩下的。
Okay, so for today's sermon, we'll speak about Jesus as the Lamb of God.
所以今天信息就要讲这个耶稣就是神的羔羊。
Now, the reason why I brought up Isaiah 11,
那为什么我会选择以赛亚11章呢?
Because this has to do with the Messianic age.
这个是弥赛亚的时代哦。
And here you find a very beautiful picture.
Right?
And it says that all these wild animals who are predators.
Okay? 所以这里说呢, 这些野兽呢,是猎食的动物哦,
they have come to dwell with farm animals, and not just adult farm animals, but very young animals. Right?
现在就跟这些牧场的, 小动物哦, 住在一起哦。
And even little children are there.
连小孩也在那里。
And infants in verse 8.
就在第18节说是个小孩哦。
So you,
yeah,
so you can see that, this picture is really beautiful.
所以你看这个图画是非常漂亮的。
Right? And then you will see that all these, wild animals, they come out of the forest.
就说这个野兽呢,是从森林里出来的。
And they go to the open pasture.
他们去了这个宽阔的牧场哦。
And there you can see a harmony between them and all these young animals.
就看到这个野兽,
young farm animals.
这个野兽哦,跟这个小动物了,是和睦相处的。
And therefore, it is, you begin to realize that actually, even the lion, right, it says here, would eat straw like the ox.
连狮子呢, 都会吃同样的, 这个肥料, 跟这个, 公牛哦,
So what has happened is that in this very picture,
所以你就看到这个图画,
even though the form has not changed,
即使在外形上他们是没有改变的。
That means the lion looks like lion, all right?
对,
and the bear looks like a bear.
对,狮子就像狮子哦, 这熊就像熊一样啊。
But inside of the animal, internally, the nature have changed.
但是他们的里面哦, 他们的本性已经被改变了。
You will realize that when they look at all these animals, all these farm animals,
所以当他们看这些牧场的这些小动物啊,
they are not prey anymore.
现在这个野兽把没有把他们看作是猎物哦,
and therefore they will not go and attack them.
就不会去追杀他们了。
In fact, they live with them and eat the same food.
还是跟他们住在一起，还吃同样的食物。
So I find that this is a very beautiful picture.
对，是很美的一个画面呢。
And then, what is more, actually, this is how do you put it? A picture language. Right?
这个是好像是一个比喻哦。
Of what human nature is like.
就跟我们诉说人的本性是怎么样子的。
Because human nature is actually quite predatory.
因为人性的这个本质啊，是一种猎食性的。
We look for opportunities.
我们是在找机会的。
We look for circumstance. Whereby we can gain advantage. Yeah, we even take advantage of people. So you can see that there is this nature, human nature. And therefore you realize that this whole picture shows that God is so changeless.
所以这个画面就看到呢, 神是怎么来改变我们,
when we look at the weak,
就当我们看那些弱者的时候,
people we can easily take advantage of.
那些我们是很容易去利用他的。
Suddenly, there's no more. This kind of attitude is gone.
那突然间呢, 这样的一个态度就没了。
We've come down to the level of these weak animals.
我们已经,
right?
就转, 像了，就像这些转变呢，变成这些小动物这样的软弱了。
You see another beautiful picture.
还有 right? 更美的一个画面呢。
In verse 8.
就在第八节啊。
That the nursing child, the infant, could play at the hole of the cobra.
他说呢，就是这个吃奶的或断奶的婴孩哦，还可以在 这个毒蛇的穴上，在那边玩。
Even if a baby puts his hand into the adder's then,
即使呢，这个小孩呢，把他手呢放进这个灰蛇的洞口啊，
they will not be bitten.
这个灰蛇不会咬他的。
Why? Because the nature of the snake have changed.
因为连这个蛇的本性已经改变了。
Why do snakes bite when you put your hand into their home?
为什么呢？如果你把那手放进蛇的洞口，为什么？
Well, it's because they want to protect their home.
Right?
And therefore, they become aggressive.
所以他就有这个侵略性啊。
When they see intruder intruding into their space. Right?
如果有人侵犯了他的空间呢,
and that is why you will realize, right?
所以你才会发现呢,
that this nature has also changed.
连他这些本性都已经被改变了。
That means that we will not turn aggressive.
就是呢，我们不会变成这样的很侵略的一种本性啊。
When people invade into our space, right?
就是有人说侵犯到我们的空间的时候啊。
I think we have to admit there are many times that we would like to be left alone.
我们承认呢，有时候我们是不要人家来打搅啊。
We don't want people to bother us too much.
就不要一直来打搅我们啊。And
especially if they want to take If they want to take something we are trying to protect, especially our money, our possessions, so you can see that what has happened is when people invade into our space, maybe not in this case you will notice in verse 8, it is not on purpose that the child wants to put his hand in.
这里说呢，他不是故意的，小孩不是故意说把手放进那洞口的。
He just happened unknowingly to put his hand in.
他是无知，他只是把手放进去而已。
And that's very true. If today, if you go to a jungle, you wouldn't know that the snake's den is in there.
当然，如果你去那个森林，你也不知道呢。它蛇的洞口就在那里。
So a lot of people get bitten because they did it by accident, right? They happened to just do it, and then the snake came and bit.
所以有些人就被咬到了，就偶然的说把手放进去哦。But
now you notice when God does work.
但是你看见呢，如果神工作的时候啊。
Everything is at peace.
它会使每一件东西呢都是。 和睦相处的,
yeah, nobody is thinking of taking advantage of another.
没有一个人呢, right? 说要去利用其他人的,
nobody is trying to protect, right, their own interests.
没有一个人说要保护自己的利益, right?
And that is the way of the world today.
所以这样的方法是在世上你可以看到的。
And in the last verse, in verse 9,
那最后这个经文哦, 就第九节啊,
it is all summed up in these words.
啊，他就总结在这里了。
That shall not be hurt or destruction.
在这里呢，是没有伤人的， 也没有害物的。
Why? Because the whole world, right, is filled, will be filled with the knowledge of Yahweh.
因为这里说呢， 神的圣山遍地呢， 都会充满Yahweh的知识。
And yet you will notice one more thing.
啊，你还会看到另一件事。
Right? You will see in verse 6.
你看到第六节啊。
That the lion, leopard, and wolf,
这些啊, right? 豺狼啊, 啊, 豹子啊,
who,
啊,
would,
狮子啊,
yeah, who will they be led by?
啊, 是谁来牵引他们呢?
Well, by the little child.
他说这里就是小孩会牵引他们,
right? The little child will tell them.
这小孩会告诉他们,
let's go over there and they follow. Right?
我们去那里吧, 然后这些野兽就会跟随着这小孩。
So you can see, even the little child has quite a lot of power.
哇,你看这小孩有多大力量哦。
They command the wild animals.
他可以吩咐这些野兽。
And they will listen.
而且这野兽还会听他的话。
So you can see the individualism of these wild animals are gone.
所以你看这野兽的这些个人化的态度都没了。
Because you are powerful, like all these animals, right, these wild animals.
就像这些野兽，你是很有能力的。
You don't depend on others.
你不用去依靠任何人。
They are quite self-reliant.
他们是自给自足。And
so it says here, the little child shall lead them.
这里却说呢，这小孩呢，却可以牵引他们。
So I really, when I look at this picture, it is very striking.
所以当我看到这个画面呢，非常突出哦。
But when you look at the Bible,
但是当你看圣经的时候, right,
in fact, in the New Testament, or more specifically, the book of Revelation,
就是在新约或创世纪啊,
Yahweh have chosen only one symbol, right?
这个Yahweh呢，启示录，对不起，启示录，这个Yahweh就选择了一个象征性的,
and that is the Lamb.
那就是羔羊哦。 Right?
Of course, lamb is also mentioned in Isaiah 11.
那当然呢，这以赛亚书呢，羔羊也被提到。
Together with the others.
跟其他动物。
We also reminded that the Lord Jesus says, "Unless you turn and become like children, like a little child."
记得呢，这个耶稣也说，除非你转变变成一小孩，
you shall not enter the kingdom.
你不能进神的国。
So now you begin to understand that there is only one symbol.
所以我们知道呢, 这里就有一个象征性啊,
to portray everything, right?
来代表每一件的。
And that symbol is actually the lamb.
这象征的就是那个羔羊。
The word lamb in the book of Revelation occurs 30 times.
这羔羊呢, 在启示录呢, 出现了。
Yeah, and out of that 30 times, 28 times refers to the Lord Jesus.
那30次呢,20次呢,20次呢,就是提到呢,是主耶稣。
And so you will see in the age of the Messiah,
在这个Messiah的时代啊,
in the picture of Isaiah 11, all the animals,
就是在这个以赛亚11章哦, 每一个动物,
takes after the character of the Lamb.
都有这个羔羊的性情了。
So it is something very beautiful. More you think about it.
漂亮的一个画面。
So I hope that we can catch that vision.
就希望大家都能够有这样的一个意象。
The vision of Jesus as the Lamb.
就意象呢，就是耶稣呢，就是这羔羊。
And in fact, I really encourage you to read the Revelation.
我就鼓励大家呢，去读这个启示录哦。
And there you will see the picture of the Lamb. Jesus as the Lamb standing out.
就可以看到在那里了，耶稣就是那羔羊哦。Now,
in relation to the question of atonement,
就关于这个救赎的问题哦。I
think we begin to realize that the book of Revelation, as far as atonement is concerned, There's only one word for that.
Right?
If you want to know what does it mean,
你如果要知道那当中是什么意思呢?
Then the book of Revelation has only one word for that.
那启示录只有一个字,
and that is victory.
那就是胜利,
it is concerned about the triumph of the Lamb.
就是关于这个羔羊的胜利,
so when we look at Isaiah 11,
就是赎罪后, then you, 当你看到, yeah. 以赛亚11章啊,
how can wild animals become like tame animals, animals of peace? Huh?
这些野兽呢, 怎么会被驯化呢? 变成一个和平的动物呢?
Well, it requires tremendous power.
The
power of Yahweh to change us. Now, you will see some people, when you look at them,
那有些人呢, 当你看到他们的时候呢,
outwardly, they look very fierce.
他们的外表看起来非常凶哦。
especially those who have been involved in a life of crime.
尤其是那些, 犯了一些这个非法的事,
when they've come to know the Lord,
当他们, 来到认识这个主的时候,
and if they really experience the change,
当他们真的是经历到这个改变呢,
I mean, why outwardly they look very fierce,
即使外表看起来非常凶猛呢,
but when you talk to them,
但是你跟他们谈话的时候啊,
and you realize, oh, it's not like that at all.
其实他们根本就不是这样子的。
When I was in college,
就是当我在这个大学的时候,
There was a young guy, he was still in CJEP.
Right? Oh,
and he's a close friend of my colleague, my classmate.
Right?
So when he first met me, he was quite afraid of me.
他其实看到我还是挺怕的。
So my classmate told me, he told me that, my friend, he's very scared of you.
他就说,哎呀,我的朋友啊,看到你就挺怕了。
Because you look very fierce.
因为你看起来很凶啊。
So I said, how come, you know?
我就说,哎,
why would he think of this about me?
怎么他会这样看我呢?
But after a while, when we got to know each other,
那之后呢,我们就交流了嘛。
My classmate asked him again.
Right?
So, are you afraid of him?
你现在还怕他吗?
And his reply was, oh, he's only a paper tiger.
他就说,我只是一个纸的,一个tiger,是纸。
So, I hope we can understand this a little bit more when you come to the Word of God.
Right?
Someone has the appearance of a lion.
But actually,
inside of him is a lamb.
但是他里面呢,
right? Let's look at Revelation chapter 5.
我们看启示录啊, 第五章啊,
and we'll look at verse 5 and 6.
我们看第五,
Revelation 5, 5 and 6.
第五跟第六节哦, 长老中有一位对我说, 不要哭, 看啊, 犹大支派中的狮子, 大卫的根, 他已得胜, 能已展开那书卷, 解开那七印, 我又看见宝座, 以四物, 四活物, 并长老之中有羔羊站立, 像是被杀过的, 有七, 脚七眼就是神的七灵，奉差遣呢往五天下去的。Right,
now you see something very striking here.
你看那非常突出的哦。
The elder says, "Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah."
这里长老就说，哎，看呐，犹大支派的狮子哦。And
when John looked, what did he see?
但是大约 约翰看的时候看到什么呢?
He saw a lamb.
他却看到是个羔羊啊,
and not just a lamb, but this lamb was already slain.
不只是羔羊,这个羔羊已经被杀过的。
In other words, the marks of Jesus, his crucifixion, was still there.
所以就知道耶稣的这个伤痕呢, 被钉到上的伤还在那里呢。
So now you begin to understand what is this lion of the tribe of Judah.
所以我们现在就开始明白这个犹大派中的狮子是什么呢?
Lion is very powerful.
狮子是很有能力的。
But inside of him is a lamb.
但是在他里面却是个羔羊哦。
In other words, God's power is with him precisely because he's a lamb.
哦，就知道呢，神的大能力是在他身上，因为他，因为耶稣呢是个羔羊来的。
So in the church today, I hope we will always remember this.
就希望在教会里我们都会明白这一点哦。
Because to exercise power of God.
如果我们要行出呢，神的大能力呢？
God has to make us like Jesus.
神一定要把我们变成像耶稣一
样。I think we have to understand this is the path, the way to go.
我希望大家都知道呢，这个就是那条路那个方式呢，我们要走的方道路。
God changes the wolf inside of us.
神要改变这个像狼一般的样式在我们的里面
or the lion inside of us
或者是像狮子般的性情
whatever wild animal is inside of us
不管我们是像哪一种野兽
to change that into that of the lamb
它会把我们改变呢就像这羔羊一样
and that's why I'm very scared when you're watching like a lot of superhero movies
所以我很害怕呢当我们去看这些超人啊
you have like Power Rangers, right? All these powerful superheroes, right?
就看到这些这个超人有多大的能力啊
They often take after the power of a certain wild animal, right?
其实这些超人般的哦，就他会说是像一些野兽那种的。
Yeah, and of course, the Chinese like dragons very much.
这个华人啊，不只是中国人啊，都很喜欢
dragon,
龙啊，都很喜欢龙啊。
But when we look at the Bible,
但是当我们看圣经的时候啊
，we realize that everything is opposite.
哎呀，每一件东西都是相反的。
And now we look at not just the sheep.
现在我们不只是看这个羔羊。
Not just a young sheep.
不只是说是个小绵羊啊。
But this lamb that was killed, right?
但是这个羔羊却是被宰了。
He died.
而且他死了。
And then was brought back to life.
还被复活了。
So we're talking about not just someone who's very low in this world.
不只是说是在这个世界上呢，这个是个他变成是最小的无名小卒。
Yeah, but someone.Who actually has already died, right? Become nothing.
而且这个已经他已经死了，已经成为无有了。
And the power of God comes.
但是神的力量却来到他身上。
And raise him from the dead.
从死里使他复活起来。
And not just raise him from the dead.
不只是使他复活起来。
But to raise all of us from the dead.
也会把我们全部都从死里复活。
Who follow that Lamb?
就是那些跟随着羔羊的。
This is what the new creation is like.
这个就是这个新创造的。
So in this world, we speak of the survival of the fittest.
所以这个世界呢，我们就讲那些最强的就能生存。
But in the Bible,
但是在圣经里面呢
，Bible is not talking about the survival of the fittest.
这圣经里面不是说你是最强你才能生存。
The Bible speaks about the triumph of the weak.
它却是讲呢那些软弱的却能够胜利。
In fact, we could say the triumph of the weak who was dead.
就是说那些软弱而死的就能够胜利。
So Isaiah 11 tells us.
所以以赛亚十一章跟我们讲啊。
The reversal, in fact, is not on the farm animal.
这个倒转呢，不是说那些牧场的动物啊。
The reversal lies on the predators.
这倒转呢，就是那些猎物者。
Okay. Now we also see a pattern in the New Testament.
在新约里面也看到一个模型啊。
And that pattern is somewhat paradoxical.
这个模型呢是很有矛盾的，很矛盾的。
Now, yeah, because for us, we make the distinction.
因为对我们来讲，我们会做一个分别。
Because at one time, we were students.
因为以前呢，我们可能是个学生。
So when we graduate, 毕业后呢, we are no longer students.
我们就不再是个学生了。
In fact, if you have more knowledge and experience,
如果你有知识呢,
you become a teacher. Right?
你就成为了一个老师了。
So if you're teacher,
你有经验哦,
your status is teacher, you're not student. Right?
如果你是老师的话, 你的地位就是老师嘛。
But in the Bible, 不是学生哦, right? In 但是在, the New Testament,
在新约里面呢,
the teacher is also a student.
这些老师也是个同学哦,
right? In other words,
学生,
those who are high up is also the lower one. Right?
那些在高等地位的也是, 低等地位的。
And therefore, when you look at Jesus,
当你看到耶稣的时候,
What is he? Well, he's the shepherd of the church.
你就看见了他是谁呢？他就是教会的牧者哦。
The emphasis is that he's the lamb.
但是强调这里呢，说他是羔羊。
The shepherd is also the lamb.
那个牧羊者呢，却也是个羔羊哦。
It's a continual thing.
所以是持续性的。
In other words, there's no graduation.
就是没有说他是慢慢的在改变。
So when you think of Jesus as the high priest,
当你讲到, 耶稣呢, 是个祭司哦,
in the book of Hebrews, it tells us the high priest is also the sacrifice.
在希伯来文, 他跟我们讲呢, 这个祭司啊, 他也是个祭司哦,
so it seems the same thing applies
祭物,
to us.
所以这个也应用在我们身上哦,
that as priests, we are also the sacrifice.
这祭物呢,
right?
我们是也是要是被献上的这个, 祭物哦,
So even if you speak of somebody who is a spiritual father,
所以当你说这个人是个属灵父亲哦,
the spiritual father is also a child.
这个属灵父亲也是个小孩。
Right? In the kingdom of God, we are all children.
在神的国里面，我们全部都是小孩来的。
So you see, it goes on and on.
所以你看到这个一直在吃。
That Jesus is the Lord and King, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
这个耶稣他是主，他也是王哦。
But he's also the slave.
但他也是个奴仆。
Then up to this day, he continues to serve Yahweh.
那到今天呢, 他还是继续的侍奉耶和华神。
So you can see in the New Testament,
所以在新约里面,
the paradox continues.
所以这样的一个矛盾一直在持续。
And, okay, so I won't go on because there are a few other examples.
所以我其实有其他例子, 但是我还不会再继续。
You also see the fact that the sower himself is also the seed.
所以你看见撒种呢也是。 那个种子哦,
I think I won't go on because there's too many. Right?
太多了,我不会再继续的讲了。
Now, this is very important.
所以这非常重要哦, right?
Because God will not give us any positions of responsibility.
因为神呢, right? 不会给我们, 任何责任哦, 那个地位哦,
unless we become recipients of that responsibility.
责任的位置, right? 除非呢,我们能够, We become
recipients of that responsibility.
Right?
In other words, we cannot be a shepherd.
就是说呢，我们不能当一个牧者。
If you are not a sheep,
牧羊人, 如果你自己本身不是那小，不是小羊,
or a lamb,
或者是羔羊哦,
cannot be a priest.
你不能是个祭司,
unless you are sacrificed.
除非你是那祭物哦,
you cannot be a be in positions of rulership, right? To be a ruler.
你不能够在一个位置上哦, 就是成为这个领导啊,
unless we are also the slave.
除非我们自己也是个仆人,
okay. So now you begin to understand. That's
所以,
why Jesus says,
所以你就开始明白呢, 耶稣说,
the last shall be first.
那最后呢, right? 会成为, 首先的。
Those who are first are last.
那首先的也会成为最后的。
Right? So I hope we begin to grasp all these.
所以希望大家能掌握这些。
To understand the New Testament, this is very, very important.
明白新约这是非常重要的。
So that is why you will discover in reality when we become a Christian and we learn to serve God.
所以你就开始发现实际上呢, 如果我们成为基督徒,然后我们在侍奉神的时候,
we find that through our life experience,
就根据我们的经历,
God will continue to humble us.
神会继续的,
to help us
使我们谦卑哦,
to become more and more like Jesus.
就会让我们呢, 越来越像耶稣。
What is it like to be a lamb?
那要成为这个羔羊是怎么样子的呢?
Okay, now for remaining 25 minutes or so,
right? 剩下的 25分钟哦。 Okay.
Now I want to stress this point.
我要强调这一点啊。
That when we learn to focus our whole life on Jesus,
当我们把我们
as the Lamb,
全部生命专注在这个羔羊啊。
You will experience victory.
你会经历到胜利的。
Right? We will know what it is to win over your sin.
你知道怎么样才能够胜过你自己的罪恶。
Now this one you will see, for example, in Revelation chapter 1, because today I'll just concentrate on Revelation.
今天我会专注在这个启示录啊。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 5.
第一章第五节。并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先 复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督有恩惠平安归于你们，他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。Right.
In fact, I looked in the book of Revelation.
所以当我就看这个启示录,
I tried to look for the word forgive, forgiveness.
我要找这句话就是关于这个宽恕。
And I realized it does not exist.
但是我发现它却没有出现了。
Now, how is it that it doesn't exist,
为什么,
especially in the last days?
为什么在这个末日里面它说没出现呢?
Then I begin to realize.
那我就开始明白了。
The revelation is telling us about our life with God.
因为启示录是跟我们讲我们与神的生命哦。
That forgiveness of sin is not the emphasis, in fact.
因为现在那个宽恕呢，不再强调宽恕了。
Now, of course, we need to be forgiven. We look for forgiveness.
当然呢，我们需要被宽恕的。There's
nothing wrong with that.
这是没错的。But
Revelation wants to tell us
但是启示录却要跟我们讲,
that the main emphasis is to be overcomers.
所要强调的就是呢, 我们能够成为这个胜利者。
It is in fact telling us how God releases His power.
这里说就神怎么样的给予他的大能力。
And the message is,
这个信息就是,
you follow the Lamb, you will overcome.
你只要跟随这个羔羊, 你就能够胜过。
Alright, now,
你就能得胜。
Okay, so I must quickly move on.
我要继续了。
Okay. Now you will see, for example, there's factor about the Lamb.
关于这个羔羊有一个元素。
Now the first thing we will notice.
第一件事我们发现,
is that even though we follow the Lamb.
即使我们跟随着羔羊,
and this one you will see, for example, in Revelation 14.
这里你可以这个启示录第14章看到。
Revelation 14. Oops. We read verse 4.
第四节。这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是同生。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们从人间买来的。 当初熟的果子归于神和羔羊。Okay,
now I like to emphasize these words.
我要强调这句,
it is these who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
他说就是这些跟随他的, right? 羔羊往哪里去他就跟随了。
Now this refers to the true believers, the true disciples.
指的是一个那些真正的信徒。
Right? And these are the ones who will follow the Lamb.
只有这些人呢才会跟随着羔羊的。
Now, of course, we also know that the Lamb is extremely submissive.
这个羔羊呢是非常顺服的。
And that's why he's also called a gentle Lamb.
所以他是才会被称这个温顺的一个羔羊。
The Lamb will not fight back.
这个羔羊呢是不会还手的。
You won't encounter resistance from this Lamb.
这个羔羊不会跟你还手的。
I think that is what God is doing in relation to Israel last week that I was speaking about.
Right? 所以就看见神呢是怎么样的去对待这些以色列人。上周我是讲的,
after almost 40 years, Israel learned one very important lesson.
经过了40年了，以色列就学了一个功课了。
And that is no longer grumble, but submit to Yahweh.
就是不要一直的在抱怨了，就是要这个顺服哦。
Because Because the lamb don't grumble.
因为这个羔羊呢是不会抱怨的嘛。
The lamb is not resistant to the shepherd.
啊，他不会说去反抗呢，或阻止这个牧人的。
So those of us who have been watching the news.
所以那些我们看新闻的。
Let's say you watch the Congress. I mean the government at work.Right.
就是说到看到政府工他们怎么运行啊
Whether in the US or Canada
不管是在美国、或是在加拿大
I think I would not want to be there
我不想再成为他们当中的一部分、
Look at the way they attack each other
对看他们怎么攻击对方的时候
And whatever was proposed is always resistant
yeah,、
right?
不管 有人提出什么另外一个人呢都会反对的
I think if you follow the system in this world,
如果你跟着这个世界的这个制度啊去操作呢
，the first reaction is always resistance.
第一个呢，你这个反应就你就要去对抗。
Why? Because we are fighting for our own individuality.
也是因为我们是要为我们个人的权利去争斗的。
And what we think is right.
而我们个人觉得是对的事。
So that's very unfortunate.
所以是不幸的。
Because Why would God speak to someone when he's always resisting?
神为什么要去跟这个人说啊？如果他每次都要反对
，There cannot be disharmony with him.
所以就跟神呢不能够和谐的。
And that's why the scripture consistently warns us.
所以这个经文呢就一直的在提醒我们。
If God speaks to you through your heart, through the word,
如果神呢是用他的话语向你说话
，Be like a lamb，
你就像这羔羊一样
right? ，Learn to submit，
就要去顺服他
right? ，Don't resist the Lord，
不要去反对他。
Right? I think it's a very important, it's basic, very basic lesson，
非常基本的功课。
Right? But you take quite some time to learn it，
但是要学习就要很长时间哦。
So we have to ask ourselves，
所以我们要问我们自己、
，Over all these years，
这多年来啊。Right?
Have we learned this very important lesson?
是否有没有真正的学到这重要的功课呢
？Of submission to Yahweh,
就是要服从顺服神啊，耶和
华。Because Jesus is the Lamb.
因为这个耶稣就这羔羊。
If he's the Lamb, who is he following?
那如果他是羔羊，他是跟随谁呢
？And there's only one person.
只有一个吗
？That's the one who sits on the throne. That is Yahweh himself.
就是那坐在宝座前的耶和华神。
That up to this day,
就到今天呢
，the Lamb is still following the words of Yahweh.
这个羔羊还是跟随耶和华的话语。
Now, so this is a simple lesson, but very, very important.
这是非常简单的功课，但是非常重要。
Do not run away.
不要跑开。
Do not overcome your own ideas or whatever interests that you have.
不要让自己的思想呢来盖住这一切。
Allow all these things to overcome the word of God.
就让我们自己的思想去盖住呢神的话语。
So that in the end,
那之后呢
，we are no longer submissive.
我们就不再是顺服他。
So there's always this tension.
所以永远就这紧张啊。
Between the word of God and us.
就是神的话。
Then of course,
跟我们自己
of course, we will never become like the lamb.
这样我们当然就不能成为这羔羊。
So we have to cry out to Yahweh.
所以我们一定要向这个耶和华神呼求。
For that change.
就是叫他，寻求他，祈求他来改变我们。
So that Isaiah 11 can be experienced.
像以赛亚书14章呢，是我们能够经历的。
That the lion, leopard, and wolf will follow the little child.
这个狮子啊。这狼啊，都会跟随着这个小孩。
All right. Now the second thing we notice about lamb.
那第二件事关于这羔羊啊。
Is that the lamb is very meek, right?
这个羔羊就非常温顺的。
And this one is very obvious.
这非常就是显眼的。
But when you look at the meaning of the word meek in the Bible.
所以当你看这个温顺哈，在这个圣经里面。
It says that the definition is,
那这里就定义呢，就是呢
，not being overly impressed by a sense of one's self-importance.
就是呢，你不会一直的讲的自己有多重要
by your own self-importance.
就觉得自己有多重要。
Right. So the key word is self-importance.
就是、right? 啊、要点呢就是觉得自己很重要。
Now that is interesting.
啊，这个有趣哦。
Because if you read Revelation, this Lamb, the Lamb Jesus, is very, very powerful.
啊、right? ，如果你读这个启示录，这个羔羊呢是很有能力的。
He's right there in the midst of the throne of Yahweh.
啊，他就是在亚威宝座中哦。
In fact, Revelation 5 tells us he's closer to Yahweh than the living creatures.
哇，他这个啊，启示录跟我们讲呢，他跟亚威神呢是。多么亲密，比那个四个物活物呢还要亲近。
Very, very close to Yahweh.
哇，真是很亲近神的。
Now, if you're that close,
如果你跟亚威神是那么亲近
，and yet have no sense of self-importance.
啊，但是你却不觉得自己有多么重要哦。
Wow, that is really striking.
哦，这是啊，非常突出的。
Very, very striking.
非常突出。
Because if we are exalted in any way,
如果我们是哪方面被提高、哦、
，we are full of self-importance.
啊，我们就觉得自己有多么重要啊、哦。Mm-hmm.
Now, even a simple thing like a certificate.
就是小小的一个文凭啊。
We would like to put it up.
哦，我们就要把它挂上啊。
Because we want everybody to see.
我们要大家都看见呢。
See?
你看啊。
I've accomplished this.
啊，我已经完成这个了。
Now, even better, if you have a PhD, you put up there.
更好的博士学位，你还可以把它放上去。
So everybody calls you doctor.
啊，大家就称呼你是什么 doctor.
Yeah, it gives you this sense.Of self-esteem.
哇、
right?
你就觉得自己高高在上啊。
I think that is the problem with the generation today.
所以是现这个时代的问题哦。
In North America, the whole education system.
那在美国呢、right? 整个啊、这个教育的系统。
Is to emphasize.
都是强调。
That you are special.
你是很特别啊。Right?
You can accomplish many things.
你可以完成好多事啊。
And that's why many young people think they are entitled.
所以很多年轻人都觉得啊，我可以拥有这一切、啊。
Because there is a sense of self-importance.
哇，就觉得自己好重要啊。
Now, if young people are brought up with that idea,
如果年轻人都有这样的一个思想啊
，then of course there will always be resistance.
啊，他们一定是一直在反对啊。
Whatever other people say, immediately there's a resistance.
人家讲什么呢？立刻就反对了。
Now you begin to understand the Lord Jesus or Yahweh is telling us this is not the way.
所以这个亚威哈跟这个主耶稣跟我们讲呢，这个不是那个方式哦。
Now and that is why I discover.
所以我就发现了。
If you want to follow Yahweh,
如果你要跟随亚威。
Yahweh will help us to understand.
亚威神会帮我们明白啊。
Lose yourself importance.
你一定要撕掉这个自我，就觉得。很重要的
and transfer the interest to others.
啊，就把，嗯，就转向呢，就是别人。
The direction changes to see others as important.
就转向呢，把其他人看的是更重要。
You see, and that's why the lion, the leopard, the wolf, the bear, they come out of the forest.
所以就看见这个豹子啊，狮子啊，这熊猫啊，就。从这个森林里出来啊
！Because they want to, they begin to see the importance of all these young animals and the little children.
他们就开始看见了哦，这个小动物啊，这个幼小的婴儿啊，是有多么重要啊
！And they want to harmonize with them.
而且要跟他们和睦共处哦。
So I hope we will learn all these important spiritual lessons.
所以希望大家都能够学习这属灵的功课。
Which means that,
那就是呢
also,
等于呢
because others are more important, then you consider them, you are more considerate in the way you function.
所以因为你把他们看的是更重要的时候呢，你就会啊去考虑他们哦。
Yeah,
为他们考虑。
I'm still looking at the definition of the word.
所以我还是在看看这句话是什么意思哦。
It can also mean considerate, right?
啊，也可以说。那去考虑别人了、
Yeah, so you consider others,、and there's also the other word, with courtesy, you see,、right?
你就会很、
yeah.
很有礼貌的去对待他们了。
Wow, that is really something, right?、
是。
So you can see, and therefore when you do that,
所以当你这样做的时候
when others are in trouble,
就是有些人如果有一些困难呢、
Then you will have this idea of you will think of ways to help them.
那你就会想想是用什么方法能过去帮忙他们。
Now, that is why Paul says to the Galatians.
所以呢，保罗就跟这个加拉太教会呢。
If anyone is overtaken by sin,
如果有人呢是被罪呢胜过了。
Restore such a person with weakness, meekness.
啊，你要
With meekness.
啊，就是使他们归回神呢，是用一个温顺的态度。
Yeah. Now, I think for quite some time, many people are thinking about the end times.
啊，很多人呢，现在就一直在想的是末日的时候。
In fact, Benedict has been discussing with me about that.
啊，Benedict，我小孩子都。
Yeah,
we're
talking about what the Antichrist will do.
就是说敌基督呢会做什么事呢
？Benjamin is also interested in that.
我的袋子，也对这个很有兴趣哦。
So we're talking about that.
我们就一直在讨论这些。
It's quite scary, actually, to think of.
其实是很可怕哦。
What the Antichrist will do.
就敌基督呢会做出什么事来
？But then suddenly I noticed something.
但是我却注意到这些哦。
And it's since we are still in Revelation 14.
我们就在这个启示录第十四章啊。
You will see in chapter 13, verse 18.
我们看见十三章十八节啊。
That the Antichrist, right, is revealed.
这个敌基督已经显露出来了。
And his number is 666.
他的数目呢就是666。
And then you move on to the next verse.
当你再看这个另外一个经文。
Then I looked, behold, on Mount Zion stood the Lamb.
Which verse is it?
14:1.
我就看见呢，他说看呢，在这个锡安山呢就站立了这个羔羊哦。
And with him, 144,000.
那在他当中呢，就有四十万。
Yes.
144,000. 144,000. Okay,
144,000 人呢。So the rest of the verse reads, they had the name of Jesus and the name of Yahweh on their forehead.
你就看到他说， right? 他的头上哈，额上呢有耶稣和他父的名。
Now that is striking.
非常突出的。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because when the Antichrist appears,
因为当敌基督出现的时候，
the Lamb, right?
这个羔羊
makes his special presence even more, right?
他的这个显出呢，会更加显出。
In other words, in these very turbulent times,
在这个患难的时候呢，
the Lamb has not left us.
这个羔羊呢，还没有离我们而去。
He is still considerate to his people.
他还是会对他的群众呢，还是很体贴他们的。
He is there as a strength to accommodate our weakness.
他会在当中呢，是有这样的力量呢，去容纳他的子民。
So we can take comfort in that.
所以我们听到这些会受这个安慰哦。
That even if the Antichrist goes on a rampage in this world,
即使呢，这个敌基督呢会造出很多坏事哦。
We know that Jesus the Lamb,
我们知道呢，这个羔羊呢，
is upholding his people.
他还是会在当中呢，守着他的子民的。
So I realized something important.
所以我就看到非常重要的是
，instead of thinking of all the suffering and what the Antichrist will do.
就是不要一直想着这个敌基督啊，总会造出一些事让人家受苦了这一类。
Even though it may be something very terrible.
即使呢是非常可怕的一件事哦。
But we have to fix our eyes ultimately on the Lamb.
但是呢，我们的也一定要专注哦，在这个羔羊身上。
So you can see the meekness of Jesus.
所以你看到耶稣这个温顺的性情哦，
and his whole consideration of our situation.
他就是 会去思考呢，体贴我们的情况。
And there he is, right?
他会在当中。
He has not left us.
他还没有离开我们。
Right? Now, so I hope we begin to see right, this second point.
啊、okay? ，能看到这个关于这第二点、哦、
And we come to our last point.
我们就看到、right?。到了第三点。
Of course, there are many other points, but I don't have the time, so I just finish with the last,、嗯、the third point.
我没有时间了，所以就啊结束了、right. 在这第三点。
Now the third point has to do with purity.
啊，这个第三点就关于这个纯洁。
Because that's what the lamb symbolizes as well.
因为这个羔羊呢，象征性呢，就是它是纯洁的。
Which means that if somebody is meek.
啊，就是说呢，如果这个人是很温顺呢、哦、
，someone who is gentle, right?
啊，很gentle is 柔。
And never mind,
温柔的。
Yeah, and he looks to others' interests.
他就是会去考虑别人的。
You can't take advantage of him.
你就不能够说去想要去利用他。
You can't make him do things your way.
你也不能够就是要他来照你的方法行。
And that's the other point that balances it.
所以这里就是
Is that he's innocent and pure.
就是呢他是善良的也是纯洁的。
He has this firmness, in other words, in God's righteousness and holiness.
但是对于神的公义、哦、跟圣洁、啊、他是非常坚定的。
That even the lamb, right?
即使这个羔羊、哦、
will stand for what is right.
他会站立在对的。
He will not yield to anything that is wrong.
啊，他不会降服在那些错的。
Now, when you look at Revelation 14,
当你看、right? 启示录
You will see in verse 5,
第五节,
that those who follow the Lamb,
就是那些跟随这个羔羊的,
in their mouth, there is no lie.
啊, 他们不会出谎言,
and they are totally blameless.
他们也没有瑕疵。
Now, I find that is striking.
所以看非常突出。
You see, because especially in the last day,
尤其是在末日,
when your whole income,Right? Or your physical life is at stake.
如果你的 whole income,
your income, your financial situation.
说就是你的工资啊，钱财方面哈，跟你自己的生命啊。
Even your physical life and that of your family.
跟你的家庭的。
Well, it's very easy to look for some compromise somewhere.
你可能会想一个有妥协的方法。
But if you follow the Lamb,
但是当你跟随这个羔羊的时候
then you will realize that these people, there's no lie.
在他们当中呢，你就看见他们是没有说谎言。
In other words, you can't live a life of compromise and still claim to be a follower of Jesus.
你不能妥协，而且又说自己是跟随亚威神的。
So now you begin to understand.
所以你现在就开始明白
that this matter of Holiness or innocence or purity.
就看到这个圣洁、圣洁，跟善良哦。
Is something that the Lamb Himself values.、Right?
就是、
It is in His character.
就是在这个羔羊他的性格里面的。
Now let's look at Revelation 6 verse 16.
我们看看启示录。
Revelation 6:16.
章第十六节。像山和岩石说倒在我们身上吧把我们藏起来躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
Yeah, you can see even the lamb can be angry.
所以你看见这个羔羊也是可以有怒气的。
Well, lambs don't get angry.
当然的羔羊呢是不会生气的。
It's not in the nature to get angry.
他们的性情里面是不会。
But if this lamb is angry,
但是如果说这羔羊有愤怒哦
then it has to do with something very, very serious.
那当然就是说有非常严重的事发生。
And the whole context tells us this has to do with the judgment day.
这个上下文跟我们讲，这是关于审判日啊。
That on the judgment day, we will also experience.
在审判日呢，我们也会经历到哦。
If we live the compromise.
如果我们是活在一个妥协的。
The wrath of the Lamb.
啊，这个，羔羊的愤怒哈。
Now today we live in a world where there is no longer truth.
啊，我们现在就活在一个世上呢，就现在很难说看到真实哦。
I mean, even if you talk about what is fact, what is non-fact, not a fact.
啊，即使是说有些是事实，有些不是事实的。
Even that is a problem.
这个也是个问题了。
Because we live in the post-truth, era.
因为我们现在是过了一个后真实的时代哦。
And this is very prevalent now, right, in North America.
现在这样普遍哦，在北美洲。
Because everything depends on how you feel.
因为每一件事就要根据你自己的情感走的。
Something that serves your own interest.
那些能够说对你有利益的。
Something that is of your own agenda.
那些是对于你的日程是有利益的。
Somebody presents a fact that is contrary to that.
如果有些人献出呢一个真实呢跟你是相反的。
Then that fact is fake news.
那你就说这个真实啊是假消息来的。
Or if we look at certain things that are facts.
如果你看见一些东西，你说这个是真实的。
And if that fact serves your interest.
但是如果这个真实呢是能够来对你有利益的。
Then we accept that fact.
那我们就能接受它。
Or we manipulate the fact.
或者去摆布这些真实。
To suit our own interest.
就是来适合我们自己的。
That is how it is now today.
就现在这个时代就是这
样。And we are talking about factual things in this physical world.
我们就说这世上真实的事哦。
Like you can see, that people deny global warming, for example.
就像现在人就否认说这个世界暖化的事哦。
Yeah, global warming is fake news.
这个世界暖化是假消息啊。
COVID-19 is also fake news.
新冠病毒也是个假的消息。
Something that is so obviously true.
那其实是很明显的，是个真实哦。
Even that is fake news.
但对他们这些是假的消息。
Now you want to talk about spiritual truth.
但如果你说是属灵的真理哦。
Wow, that's even much worse.
那就更糟糕啦。
How are they going to perceive what is right and wrong?
他们怎么能够可以看到什么是对跟错呢？
And that's why when you read the book of Psalms,
所以当你看诗篇的时
候， you will see the righteous man will swear to his own hurt, right?
这个正义的人呢，他会起誓哦，
and will not change.
但也不会改变。
That even if he had to verify a fact that will hurt himself, right?
即使呢，他来证实这个是真实的，
For example,
会伤害到自己。
Yeah, you admit you are wrong, right?
例子，你承认你自己是错的
，and you say yes, I was wrong.
你会说、right? 对啊，我是错，有错的。
Even when you do that, right?
但是当你这样做的时候呢
？Then of course you become vulnerable.
那你就变成脆弱的。
So we see this third important point.
所以这第三重要点呢
？About the lamb.
关于这羔羊啊。
That he is meek yet holy.
他是温顺的，但是他却是神圣的。
He will stand fast to what is right.
他会站立在的对的立场上。
So I hope we begin to understand.
所以希望大家能明
白。And that's why when you look at Isaiah chapter 11,
当你看这个以赛亚书第十一章
in the last verse, in verse 9,
是在第九节哦。
The passage that we read,
我们刚刚读过哦。
There is no hurt nor destruction.
就说。那只呢将不会有人
，Why
伤你跟害你？
Yeah,
为什么呢
？Because the knowledge of Yahweh filled the earth.
因为亚威神的知识已经充满了这地。
Yeah. Everybody abides by what is spiritually right.
所以每个人都会束缚在属灵上是对的事。
The principles of the Bible becomes a reality.
经的原则呢，就成为一个真实了，事实了。
So, if we need to change,
如果我们需要改变的话呢
，May Yahweh help us to change.、Right?
希望就是我们要Yahweh神来改变我们。
Help us to learn that humility. And learn to commit our lives once again to Him. So we can see why Jesus died, why He rose and was ascended by Yahweh. And was risen from the dead.
Right?
And why Yahweh ascended Him up to His throne.
Is
to create a whole new generation.
Right?
Of people who are like Him. So in this world, there are people who are from the lower class. They may be laborers. They may be factory workers.
这个世界呢, right? 有些人是低层次的, 哦, 就可能是劳动工者这些的。
There are people who are high up there. Right?
有些人是高层地位的,
in the corporate world. Right?
就是在公司上的高层的,
so whatever it is,
不管怎么样,
may Yahweh change us in our nature, or change our nature.
就是要为神呢能够来改变我们这个本性。
So that we are not looking at the form.
我们就不会再看这个外表的。
We are looking at what is inside.
而是看那里面的内在的。
Every one of God's people.
就每一个神的人
will be like a lamb.
都会像羔羊一样。
That only then.
只有这样哦,
will there be peace and unity in the
church?
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We continue to pray that you will be at work in our hearts. Make each and every one of us after the image of your dear Son. Father, we pray that you will teach us first of all to learn to be submissive to you, subject our hearts and minds to you, and to allow you to make changes within us. And Father, if there is any resistance on our part to your word,
有哪一方面呢,是反对你话语的?
We pray you will give us wisdom to understand.
请你让我们有智慧能够来明白,
to see why we should yield to you.
让我们看见为什么我们要顺服你。
May we experience you firsthand.
让我们能够,是首先的能够来经历你。
And to see how you work with us and reason with us.
就看你怎么样的来在我们身上工作。
So hear our prayer. Commit each one here into your care.
把大家交在你的手里,
and pray that, Father, you will continue to be with us and speak to our hearts.
请求你与我们同在,
so hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告,
Amen.
Amen.
Now, before we go,
还没有走之前呢,
I just want to announce that this coming Saturday,
就是要宣布这个, ,星期六哦,
We will meet in church.
下个星期六我们会在教会相见。
Yes, Presbyterian College has allowed us to meet.
就是这个 McGill大学呢, 就是让我们能够在那里相见。
So we can start August 1st.
我们可以在8月
That is a Saturday.
就是下个星期六。
Because on Sunday there is another group there.
因为星期天还有另外一个教会,
and we didn't feel it was safe to meet after they have met.
我们感觉就是如果他们崇拜之后我们再去在那个教堂里崇拜呢, 可能不那么安全了。
Yeah, so for the time being, that means this is only a temporary arrangement.
这是很暂时的,
we will meet on Saturday, August 1st at 2 p.m.
我们会在, 这个下周星期六呢, 在教会,
at 2 p.m.
2点,
right?
下午2点见。
So again, all precautions will be there.
我们都会有一些 措施,
everyone have to wear masks.
每个人都要戴口罩,
right? There will be hand sanitizers.
我们都会有这个洗手机,
and we have to keep our distance.
我们也要这个距离哦,
yeah, and immediately after the service,
那么就是这个崇拜之后呢
we all have to leave the building.
我们每个人都要离开哦。
And if you want to talk, you'll have to talk outside.
如果你要谈话呢，你就要在这个教堂的外面。
Alright. And then after we will meet on August 1st, that's a Saturday.
八月一号呢，就是这个星期六哦。
And then the following week we will not meet. We only meet once in 2 weeks.
那么在下一周我们就不会再去教会了，因为我们只有说两个星期见一次。
And in between,
中间呢
we will go online.
我们会用视频。
Right? So we will send you the Zoom link.
我们会再一次的给你这个。Zoom 的号码哦。
Alright, so one Saturday we will have meeting. The following week on a Sunday we will meet online.
Okay, so 就是一个一个星期六呢，我们会去教会；另一个星期我会在视频见哦。
Okay, so we finish for today.
我们今天就结束了。
And if you like to chat with each other,
如果你们想要与大家问好，
we have 15 to 20 minutes. You can talk to anyone.
15分钟什么的可以交谈。
Yeah.
So you can release the chit chat. Don't mute them.
You have to stop the recording. Yeah.